So 9:35, it's 103 The Eye, and we're joined by James Lowe, tower captain at St James Church in Abu Kettleby, and Martin Paling, tower captain at Kirby Bellas and Hobie. Talked about the recent achievement of reinstalling the church bells at Abu Kettleby. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And in fine tune as well for bell ringers.
Yes, definitely. Well timed there.
Indeed. Yeah, just a quick one, James, first and foremost. And to yourself there, Martin. I mean, how did you first get involved with all this church bell ringing?
I've been ringing since I was a kid, really, in my teens. It probably started while I was at a boarding school. I was just looking for something to do in the evenings, and the local church there was looking for ringers. So it started there. Didn't go very far at school because everyone else had the same idea, and it got a little bit too much in the way of people there. So they started saying, well, we'll do it every couple of 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really carry on there. When I left that school and moved down to Somerset, it was a neighbour of mine actually said, well, do you fancy ringing the bells? I said, well, actually, yes, I tried to do that before. So we both went along and learned properly. And I've, I rang for probably about 7 or 8 years down there, and went off to university, and it sort of dropped off until a couple of years ago when I moved to Abu Kettleby. Thought, oh, I want to get back involved with the bells, but realised the church was closed because of the subsidence problems we had there. And when it reopened, the bells were restored, and oh, there's only 3 bells. Well, that's, and the I don't know if you remember Rev Sue Patterson.
Oh, yes,
there.
Yes.
I had a meeting with her, and she mentioned that they were looking at getting extra donations of bells to make a peal of 5 or 6 bells. And I got involved at that point there, and we've been ringing ever since. Mm. Really.
So ringing bells then appealed to you.
Appealed. Oh, yeah.
Got a quick statement with me.
Yes. Got it there. Try and keep up.
I like the way James laughed at that one. Kind of funny.
Heard it before.
Yeah. What about yourself, Martin? How did you start out?
Right by accident, really. 24 years ago, I went to a guitar concert in Aswardby Church. And during the interval, just wandering around the church with a drink in my hand, I saw what I thought looked like knitting patterns fastened to the pillars. These knitting patterns, I now know, are methods for ringing bells in different configurations. Yeah. But just looking at them, the lady came up to me and said, are you a bell ringer? And I said, no, but I'd love to have a go. So she said, right, I'll see you at Kirby Bellas next Friday.
There you are.
And it just went from there. So 24 years later, here I am.
So these things look like knitting patterns to you. So in the case of ringing bells, you don't drop a stitch, you just drop a clanger. Yeah, okay, we get over all those.
Get them all out of the way, nice and
easy. Yes, that's it, we're done.
I've got to ask, does anybody ever ring the bell and go up in the rafters? Like,
yeah, does that really happen?
No, it shouldn't do.
It shouldn't, no, but does it?
I have heard of 1 or 2 incidences across the country where that has happened, but it's extremely rare.
Oh, right, okay. I just wondered.
Safety is paramount.
Yes. Oh, real brilliant stuff.
So it must be quite something then to get the all church bells, sorted out there. You know, I mean, must be quite a job.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and we had a peal of 3 bells there. Mm. And from what I can tell, it goes back to about 1550. The earliest record we got of the bells is 1550, that said there were 3 bells in the church at that point. But it won't be the same bells that we've got because they've all been recast or cast then. In 1950, the 3 bells that were there at the time, there was must have been some problems with the frame that they were on. It was a wooden frame at the time. It had rot and woodworm, death watch beetle, that kind of thing, and it was getting a little bit unsafe. So the decision was made to put a new cast iron and steel frame in. And when they made that decision, they were obviously thinking about putting extra bells in because they left spaces for 3 more bells.
Right.
No one's put any more bells in until last year. And of course, that was the incentive for us. We had a donation of a bell, and we got another bell, and another bell came along. Hang on, we can do this. We've got a frame that will take these 3 extra bells.
Yeah.
Let's make this 6 bells.
Yeah. How much does a bell cost?
It's going to depend on the size of it, because obviously there's a lot of metal in there. Metal is, it costs money. Our 2 bells are in the region of about £5,000. They're relatively light bells.
Yeah. Is that 5,000 per bell?
Yes. Yeah.
Where were they Where did they come from? Yeah. Where were they cast? Thank you. The brand new bells
were cast at the John Taylor Bell Foundry over in Loughborough. And that was last February they were done. The third bell that we've added to our peal was also cast at Taylor's, but that was back in 1929.
Wow.
That has been down at a church in Cornwall, in Goran in Cornwall, on the south coast, and was relocated to us when they had a different peel that was relocated from Kent.
So it's lots of bells moving around. It's a second-hand bell.
It is, yeah.
Exactly. But and how much was that one? Was that a bit cheaper because you got it sort of second-hand?
I'm not sure on the details of that one. That's a donation that's been arranged sort of outside of the project.
I mean, I suppose if you want some new church bells or second-hand church bells, all you got to do is just ring around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We've not heard them before. We enjoy them.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had three bells initially. I mean, obviously, adding three more. I mean, what is the maximum any church tower has anyway? Is it maximum three or minimum three, maximum six, or can they have more?
Oh, some church towers will have one bell. Some towers have no bells. And you can certainly have a lot more than that. Generally speaking, you'd ring on a maximum of 12, but there are towers with 14 bells in and possibly more.
Wow.
And the extra bells they use, they make slightly different... If you've got a 12-bell tower, ringing the back six, for example, might not be the right tune that you want or the right key. So they will actually use different bells in that to make it sound correct.
And so you had to do some fundraising to get these bells up and running.
The fixtures and fittings, the bells were donated to us. All that funding was secure, but the fixtures and fittings for them. So, for example, the bell would need a bell wheel that the rope goes round. You need the ropes for them. You need headstocks. You need stays and sliders, all that kind of stuff we need, and that cost we were looking to raise about £12,000-13,000 to get all that, and we managed that fairly briskly, actually.
And was that the people within Ab Kettleby that managed to raise that
some of the funding came from villages in Ab Kettleby. Other funding was grants that we've applied for. East Midlands Airport have a community fund, and they've generously donated money to us. Mars just down the road here in Melton, they've also given us some money as well through their community funding, and more sort of specific bell ringing funds. At the Leicester Diocesan Guild of Church Bell Ringers, they have a bell restoration fund, and they donated £2,000 to us as well. So lots of grants enabled us to get to that total quite
quickly.
What
about transport costs of getting one bell from Cornwall? What was that costing? How did you get that up here? The cost of transport?
That wasn't anything that I was arranging, actually. That was there's a body called the Caltech Trust, which deal with unwanted bells and rehoming them. And they have arranged for all the transport of that.
Yeah, I just wonder what the cost will be from A to B.
Yes, I would have thought that would be quite a lot, because it's heavy and it's bulky.
Specialised, I should think, as well.
Yes. Yeah, and you wouldn't want to drop it, would you?
No, you wouldn't. No. Get a crack in your bell.
Yeah,
no,
that's
good at all, would it?
No.
It beats me how, when you hear the church bells ringing... I mean, what does it take to get several people together to ring these bells and keep everything coordinated? I mean, is it like working in an orchestra and playing instruments? I suppose it is, really, isn't it?
A little bit. The first thing, if someone comes in off the street and wants to ring the bells, we have to teach them how to handle the bell correctly. Mm. And that can take that takes quite a while, actually. I mean, there's probably sort of 5 or 6 hours solid training just to get to the point of being able to handle the bell on their own. And then there's a lot of fine-tuning that goes on in that to start ringing the rest of the band and the rest of the tower. I mean, it, of course, it's difficult to get 5 or 6 hours all at once, so it takes place over a number of weeks. And you know, sort of in my experience with the people that we've taught at Ab Kettleby, it's probably about 4 or 5 months before they're, you know, really getting as part of the band. I don't know, Martin, in your experience in terms of teaching people, whether you've had any quicker or longer?
No, I think we've done very well at Ab Kettleby in that people have learnt the skills quite quickly, but it's down to individuals. Some learn quickly and some learn more slowly. You've got to just keep encouraging them, because people will have a bad session and think they're never going to achieve anything, and you've just got to encourage them to keep coming along and keep trying and tell them how well they have done.
Having a positive attitude makes a big difference in any sort of education,
doesn't it? It really does, yes.
And especially when it's a voluntary thing, because people can say, oh, this isn't tickling, I'm going to leave it alone. And 4 or 5 months you surprise me, that's quite a long time to be able to actually start ringing properly, isn't it?
Well, if you think we only have a practice session once a week, mm-hmm. And we're only ringing for about an hour and a half at a time, and to try and get everyone that we've got there to have a go on the bells, mm-hmm. it's difficult really to give the learners the time that they really need on the bells during that session. I try to encourage people to come outside of that. We can put a muffle on the bell and silence it, so we can sort of do, you know, a couple of hours on a Saturday morning, for example. Mm-hmm. It's having the time on the rope that really helps them to... Yeah.
Bells are not always exactly popular, are they? Sometimes?
I'm just going to say that sometimes, but yes. I do like to hear them. You know, I love it. You know,
I do.
Yeah, especially if you're like wind in the right direction, you can hear a church bell somewhere. Thank you. You know, but it's rather old fashioned, isn't it? It's a piece of our sort of history. And if somebody came along and says, oh, no more church bells could be heard on such a day or whatever, you think, oh, no, come on.
It's a bit like losing bird song or something like that. It's a typically English thing. Mind you, they have them everywhere, don't they,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
But do you ever get complaints about the bells being rung?
Very rarely. All the people in Abkettleby have certainly commented to me how much they love hearing the bells. And last year, when the bells weren't in the tower while we were working on putting the three new ones in, the comments that people missed them. Yeah. And of course, when they came back, we had five of them going just before Christmas, and people loved just absolutely the feedback from people. They loved hearing the bells again.
Yeah.
I bet the sound with six bells, because you've now got six bells, is
that's
that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Why did you only use five then? Why were you only using
because,
five?
Because we were still in the middle of putting the sixth one in.
Give it time, come on.
but I imagine six bell peal sounds so rich and interesting, and you can do so much more with six bells, I imagine.
Because we've got a new tenor bell, the key of the peal has changed. It was a minor key before, so they sounded all a bit sad. The tenor bell makes that a major key, and it sounds so much better. Ooh. I can't tell you. It's just much brighter, much happier sound.
Lovely for weddings, a nice bright sound for a wedding.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
That sounds wonderful. And you've got a lot of ringers. I believe you're very sort of supported for ringers at Abkettleby.
Yeah, we seem to be bucking the national trend a little bit in terms of the recruits that we've been able to get in the last couple of years. We started ringing or teaching at Abkettleby in June 2014. So we've been going about 18 months or so now. We started off with half a dozen people then. And over the years, they've told their friends and press ganged other people from the village to come along and have a go. And we've got a real sort of community thing going on there now. It's a real nice social gathering.
What sort of age groups?
Oh, it varies. We've got three children learning to ring with us at the moment, from 9, 10 and 12, I think their ages are. And right up to, people that are retired and...
That sounds fabulous. But at Kirby Bellows, you could do with a few more ringers. Is that right, Martin?
I could at the moment, yes. My band at Kirby has dwindled to just three people for various reasons. We have six bells at Kirby and we have five at Hobie. And it's often a struggle to find sufficient people to ring all of the bells on each occasion.
Oh. So perhaps a little bit later on you'd give us a contact number so that you could get some, perhaps if somebody's listening that would like to do bell ringing, they could get in touch with
you. Yes, of course.
I'm sure Abkettleby will welcome more bell ringers too, but we need some at Kirby Bellas.
We do.
So if you fancy a little bit of bell ringing, come on in. Yeah. You know, Martin's waiting for you.
I mean, do you ever sort of loan bell ringers out if the need arises to other churches in the area?
Certainly, Martin. Yes.
Well, there you go. If you're desperate.
The reciprocal arrangement.
Martin comes to help us out on a Wednesday night at Abkettleby with our practice sessions, and I quite often pop over to Kirby or Hobie on a Friday evening to help Martin out. And certainly when we've got sort of more formal occasions, such as weddings, then yes, we'll manage to find certainly a band of people, and it might not necessarily be from just our towers, but elsewhere as well. There's bell, church bell towers all around the mountain there and all around the country.
So do bell ringers meet up for a social event or anything like that? Do you have any?
Yes, on a number of occasions, quite regularly. Twice a month there are two local organisations, the Leicester Diocesan Guild of Bell Ringers and also the Framland Society. So once a fortnight they will have a practice session in one of the churches in the area, that's down the Vale of Beaver or around the Melton area.
And will that include sort of, there might be a bit of a social aspect to it, yes, so that they can get chatting to each other?
There's normally ringing to cater for all abilities, so from the basic learner to the very experienced, and then afterwards go on to the pub.
Yeah, oh, that sounds
good. I was just going to say, don't tell me what's the pub called, not the bell, is it?
No, sometimes.
Yeah, it's quite often you find churches are opposite pubs, so it's very easy to pop across the road afterwards for a bit of refreshment.
I wonder why.
James mentioned that while the bells were out of action at Ab Kettleby last summer, awaiting the new bells, the band did continue with their weekly practice sessions by visiting other local towers, including Kirby Bellas and Hobie, Thorpe Arnold, Willoughby-on-the-Wolds. And it was good that these new recruits were able to mix in with other people ringing in other towers and also experience how different bells feel.
I was just going to say that. I mean, if somebody went to another church, I mean, is there any different kind of feel to somebody else's bells or a sound or whatever? Is it like just riding a bike, jump off one to another? Is there any kind
of
difference?
Once you know the technique and you know you can control the bell, you'd be welcomed anywhere. But yes, there is a difference because the bells are all different weights. They're different tones. They handle differently, and they handle differently at different times of the year. Because the ropes will stretch and the ropes will contract depending on the atmospherics.
And just at the moment at Ab Kettleby, with the weather we've had, the brand new ropes, because they're so new, have actually gone really very stiff in this damp weather, so they're a little bit of a handful at the moment, the new ones. we're working on solutions to fix that. So.
And do you have a conductor, sort of somebody organise, you know, sort of, does somebody stand and conduct the bells?
Yes, there is a conductor, but perhaps not in quite the way you're trying to describe. The conductor really just sort of tells people when to make a change in the ringing order, or when to start ringing a particular method, and when to stop, and when to stop ringing the bells. So it's not quite standing in front waving your arms about. No. It's more a few verbal commands, timely placed verbal commands.
Ring now!
What do you think to church? I happen to know of a church in Mount Sorrel. This has not got bells, but has recorded bells. Oh, horrid. They don't sound right because when they finish, they just cut off. Sort of thing. What do you think to that? It's not a good trend, is it?
I don't think that's right.
Is it a trend? Is that? Are we likely to see?
You can't have recorded bells. No.
They have them in Mount Sorrel. I'm telling you. Yeah.
You can't.
I don't think it's a trend. I've only really heard of it in Mount Sorrel. I'm not sure if you've heard of anywhere else.
I've heard of it in Oadby as well.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a trend. And I think certainly what's happened at Ab Kettleby and the certainly the enthusiasm from people for our augmentation shows that there is a willingness to keep the bells ringing. I mean, as a tradition, English change ringing is... It's sad to say that it's sort of dying out a little bit, and this is why we're looking for new recruits all around the country, certainly around the mountain area, around Leicestershire, and all around the country. The national trend seems to be that you know, you 20 years ago you had a bunch of people in different age groups, and that bunch of people has shifted age groups, but we've had no new people come in at the younger end. So
often is the case with a lot of things these days, isn't it?
I think so, and it would be a desperate shame if English change ringing were to die out. I don't think it will. No. I think there's enough, enough people doing it and enough people encouraging young people.
Well, like you said earlier, you've got some young people already there, haven't you?
Absolutely. And that's really good for us. Yeah. But we need to see that everywhere else.
You do.
As well.
That's right.
How could you foster that? Do you think perhaps introducing yourself at schools and things like that might? You see, it's such a good thing. I firmly believe that. Children occupied it is a good thing. If you keep children occupied after school or at the weekends and stuff like that, then they've focused on good things and they're with good people and things like that, and it's so good for them, and it's good for you too, obviously. So maybe a little bit of a school drive might be a good idea.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right, and one of the things that I was very keen to do was involve the local school in Ab Kettleby as well. When we were doing the casting of the bells, I thought,
what a great, great opportunity for them to go along to the Bell Foundry, watch two brand new bells being made that were going to be installed in their village church. And I think that's probably why we've got the interest from the youngsters in the village that we have.
Absolutely wonderful.
You also need to be conscious of the weight of the bells.
Mm.
Those at Abkettleby are fairly light, which would lend themselves to children ringing, whereas some of the bells in other towers are quite heavy.
Okay, we'll come back and talk some more with Martin and James after this. We are currently with James Lowe, tower captain at St James Church, Abkettleby, and Martin Paling, tower captain at Kirby Bellas as well, and Hobie.
And I believe you were saying, Martin, that bell ringing can be quite good keep fit-wise. Oh, what's that all about?
Yes, it is. It's a good stretching exercise. The weight of the bell is not particularly relevant to how much stretching you do. But yes, it is good exercise. It's also a good fun exercise and a way of mixing with other people of all ages. Good camaraderie.
Oh, that sounds good. That does sound good. And I know you, James, have got three young ringers now, haven't you? You've got children involved. And that's through approaching the school.
That's right. As I was saying before the news, we asked the school if the children would like to come along and look at the bells being cast at the foundry. And of course, the three of them expressed an interest in learning to ring as well. So that was brilliant. And we've got them on board now. One of them is just about ringing with the rest of the band. The other two are still really learning on how to handle the bell. But they'll get there very soon, I know.
So perhaps that's the way forward for getting new people interested in ringing bells.
It's certainly a way forward, yeah. And we want people of all ages to come along.
And I believe you've got a very young bell, possible bell ringer for the future going along.
Potentially, yes. My 15-week-old son is coming along to our practice nights as well. He's a bit too young to really, certainly can't touch the ropes yet. And I don't think he really knows what's going on, to be fair.
That sounds good.
Well, start them young, that's it. You know, get them tuned into it.
And yeah. If somebody would like to start bell ringing and it's whetted their appetite listening to this programme, what would they have to do? What would they do?
Well, they'd certainly come along to one of our practice nights at Abkettleby on a Wednesday evening from 7:30, or look around their local church towers. There are church towers with bells all over the place that have practice nights generally during the week. They can have a look on our website, which is abkettlebybells.co.uk. Nice and easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a lot of information on there about how to learn to ring, and it's got contact information on there for me as well. Or if you wanted to have a look at Kirby Bellas or Hobie, get in touch with Martin, I think.
Yes, we practice at Kirby Bellas and Hobie on a Friday evening from 7:00. And my contact detail would be telephone number Melton 01664 565351. And if you can't manage a Friday evening, I can arrange other practice sessions at a suitable time.
Would you like to give us that telephone number just one more time, just
yes,
in case? Because you know what it's like writing a phone number down. You never get it the first time, do you?
Yes, the number is 01664 565351. Well, my name is Martin.
Brilliant. And you'd be welcome anybody, whatever age group.
Absolutely, any age group.
And it's going to be good for their fitness, and it's going to be good for their social life too.
It is, and also it costs nothing.
Oh, that's even better. Well, where can you get something for free these days? And James, would you like to repeat your website?
The website, certainly.
Because that,
yes,
sounds good for even if it's not Abkettleby, you're not interested in ringing at Abkettleby. It sounds like you've got some information on there that would be good for any bell prospective bell ringer to have. Is that correct?
That's right. The website is abkettlebybells.co.uk. There's lots of information on there about learning to ring bells. We've got links to other websites as well, such as the Leicester Guild, which will give you details of all the towers around Leicestershire. And there's contact details on there for me. You can drop me a line through there. If you're looking for a church tower near you to ring at, drop me a line. I can help out with that and put you in touch with the
Brilliant.
Right people. So that's abkettlebybells.co.uk.
Thank you indeed. Well, thank you, James, and thank you, Martin, as well, for popping in this morning.
Yeah, it's been really lovely to hear all about. I never knew there was so much to know about bell ringing and stuff. That was really brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Pleasure. Yeah.